AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says coronavirus infections are on the rise across the country.
Our 7-day average is at about 37,700 cases per day, and this represents an increase of 53% from the prior 7-day average.
Walensky says more than 80% of the new cases are caused by the Delta variant. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says a large number of cases are in just a few states.
This week, just three states, Florida, Texas, and Missouri, three states with lower vaccination rates, accounted for 40% of all cases nationwide.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol will go on, even if Republican leader Kevin McCarthy makes good on his threat to boycott the panel because she dropped two backers of former President Donald Trump. She says Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks are beyond ordinary politics.
I said that while this may be unprecedented, so was an attack on the Capitol.
McCarthy calls the committee a sham. A drug-resistant fungus is showing up in more locations.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says they now have evidence that an untreatable superbug fungus has spread to two hospitals and a nursing home. The outbreaks have been reported in a Washington, D.C. nursing home and at two Dallas-area hospitals. A handful of patients had invasive fungal infections that were resistant to all three major classes of medications. The fungus is a harmful form of yeast that's considered dangerous to hospital and nursing home patients with serious medical problems. It's most deadly when it enters the bloodstream, heart, or brain. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. Lighter winds and better weather are giving firefighters a chance to gain on the nation's largest wildfire in southern Oregon. But near Lake Tahoe, the Tamarack Fire has crossed over from California into Nevada. Tracy LeClaire is with the Fire Incident Command.
They're calling for continued hot, dry, and windy conditions. Obviously, that's a concern. Every afternoon, those winds pick up. The fuels are extremely critically dry. And that contributes to extreme fire behavior.
The Tamarack Fire has burned across 78 square miles. Firefighting efforts in the West have become more difficult because of the climate change, which has led to lingering hot weather and record drought conditions. The West African nation of Guinea reverses an earlier decision to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics because of the pandemic. Guinea sports minister says the five-member team will be at the Games after getting what he calls guarantees from health authorities that athletes would be protected. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.